Today is the 5th of December.
And
Mark and I are going to be having a little discussion tonight about the upcoming holiday coming up, Christmas. And if I were to entitle this message, I would have to entitle it My Experiences with Christmas is Not Good. My Experiences with Christmas is Not Good. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, we're sorry, Larry, that's not what goes on at our house, what you're talking about tonight. But if I could be a little fly on the wall and come to your house this Christmas, I may find that your experiences with Christmas are not that good either. You're just putting on a pretense, like a lot of people are putting on. They put on the little plastic smile and sing Jingle Bells and Hark the Herald Angels Sing, but in their heart they're not singing at all. They are very disheartened, and they are just trying to get through this holiday. And my experiences with Christmas, especially for the last, the last 5 years or 4 years or ever how long it's been, we have not celebrated Christmas. But the 20 years before that, again, my experiences has been far, far from a joyous time. What I have experienced has been a lot of covetous behavior, a lot of animosity among family members, a lot of family members trying to outdo each other, not only in what they're giving, but also in what they're talking about, all their achievements when they get together as a family. Now, Christmas is not a biblical holiday. There is no record in the Bible to celebrate the birth of Christ. And there's no record that the apostles have celebrated the birth of Christ. There's no record that any of the New Testament saints celebrated the birth of Christ. The only stretch is the shepherds came and worshiped Jesus after he was born, after the angels came to them and told them to go worship him. We don't see a lot of worshiping Jesus at Christmas time. We see a lot of people like the American Center for Law and Justice, say Jay Sekulow and George Sekulow, talking about let's keep Christ at Christmas. Notice what they're mainly doing is begging for money. Begging for money. And trying to promote idolatry, graven images, crosses. Has nothing to do about the exaltation of Jesus Christ. And my experiences with Christmas has been one of a lot of argumentation and a lot of just let's see what we're going to get. And very little emphasis has ever been placed upon the incarnation of Jesus Christ. People like to make it feel good by reading the second chapter of Luke, and then they get on with their, with their Yuletide celebration, and with their mistletoe, and with their Yuletide logs, and with their manger scenes, and all of that. Have you ever noticed when people start opening up Christmas presents how they immediately start ripping the packages open real quick to see what they get? People say, well, that's just for the kids. No, I've seen adults act the same way. But my point is that it's the most unholy alliance with the world, this Christmas celebration. It's an unholy alliance. I mean, if you want to confirm what I'm saying, all you have to do is listen to the Christmas music. You know, we've talked about this before, but you'll hear one song way in the manger, and the next one, you know, I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus, and the next one, Little Drummer Boy, and the next one, you know, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth, and the next one, Frosty the Snowman, and the next one, Jingle Bells, and the next one, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, and the next one, While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night, and the next one, Good King Whistles, and We Three Kings of Orient Are, and the next one, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. It's a mix between the pagan, trying to mix things up. Christmas is not a holy day. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. Well, it's amazing to me how we find that this holiday is not a good thing. Not a good thing. And I am not. I was talking to my father recently, and he said he was all out of breath. He's 84 years old. Mom is 80. And he was all out of breath, almost on the phone. He sounded like he was about ready to die. I said, "Yeah, are you okay?" "Oh, I was down in the basement. You know, my mother wanted me to get out all of her Christmas stuff." I said, "Yeah, well, Dad, I'm sure glad I made an executive decision and gave all of that up. Gave all of that up." I've mentioned it before, but I have a sister-in-law who had loads and loads and loads of Christmas stuff. And that was the biggest part of her life, I want you to know. Well, the little town that she lives in, reported to me, down around Purdy, Missouri, a tornado came through there and took away all of her Christmas stuff. God has a way of showing us what is important and what is not important. And I want to look at a passage in the 12th chapter of Romans. He says, in the first, Mark, you might want to go to that and you can help me read through this. But it's unfortunate that around this time of year, people say, "Well, this is a special time of year where families get together and it's a joyous time and there's such a great visit of people." Wait a minute. What is the conversation going on? What is the conversation doing? You know, I talk to my mom and dad almost once a week. And my wife will always ask me, "Was anything spiritual talked about on this conversation?" Very rarely does anything spiritual. And you say, "Well, why don't you bring it up?" Because then they get offended if I bring anything spiritual up, because we're in, especially my mom and myself, are in such disagreement over doctrine. Well, that's why they don't bring it up, because as much as possible, you know, live peaceably with all men. Well, there's a difference in living peaceably with all men and having any spiritual context in your life. Now, we're going to read through this, the 12th chapter of Romans. And the first verse says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Now, I want to make a comment about that. Can you read that verse and say that's what's happening around the Christmas celebration? Are you presenting your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, when you're getting together with family and friends and participating in what you participate in? Go ahead, Mark.
"Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God."
Okay. Mark, you may want to try to speak up a little bit because you're not coming through the mic very good. Now, basically here again, death is just the absolute opposite of what is happening around the Christmas holiday season. People are being conformed to the world. They are not being transformed by the renewing of their mind. And they are not proving what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's absolutely in reverse to that. It's totally contradiction to that. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Soberly. How much drinking is going on during this time? Spike the eggnog. According to God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. You know, a lot of people, I was talking to a man the other day and I said, how would you describe the last 20 years? I said, you know, people talked about the baby boomers and we talked about the 80s babies. I said, how would you describe this dispensation? You know what he said? This is the me generation. That's exactly true, and that's what Christmas is all about. Me, me, me. Well, here it says that you're not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think soberly. Now, I want to go on and he says in verse 12, read that, Mark.
Rejoicing in the hope, patient tribulation, continuing instant prayer.
I don't see that really happening in the Christmas celebrations. I don't see people rejoicing in the hope of Jesus Christ. I don't see them being continuing instant in prayer. It says, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. I don't see it as distributing to the necessity of the saints. And the hospitality is all about what we can get out of it and how we can get our egos fed. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Well, read verse 15.
Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep.
I don't see that either. I see that there's a scripture in the Bible that says the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. But we see here that it's all about being first. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high thought things, but condescend to men of low estate. I don't see that happening in Christmas celebrations. I see people are always thinking about themselves and talking about themselves and their own achievements. Be not wise in your own conceits. Well, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Is that really what's happening at Christmas time and family reunions? Well, you know what? I think that we need to do a rethink about Christmas celebrations. My memories of Christmas, especially in the last 20 years, have not been pleasant memories at all. Not been pleasant memories at all. And it says, if we go over to the chapter 14 of Romans, it says in verse 7, none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. And he says, verse 12, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Well, you know what? I had to come to a conclusion in my own life that because of what was going on in these family reunions, I had to remove myself from them. And he says in verse 19, read that, Mark, in chapter 14.
for to this end, no. Christ.
Verse 19 of chapter 14.
Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another.
Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. I did not see that going on in our supposed Christian Christmas celebrations. They were the furthest thing from Christian. They were not mutually edifying. It was all about selfishness and bragging and trying to make ourselves look, one person look better than another. And it was not good. And I'm glad that I made the decision to no longer participate in that activity. And so, this has been a short message tonight about examining our behaviors around this holiday season with family. Realize that what is going on in these Christmas celebrations is the furthest thing from Christian and edification. Christian edification. Father, we pray that you take this message and use it for your glory. We pray in your name. Amen.